A 360-degree view on sports.
Hashtag in our blood. So, we are now joined on the line by Castle Lager's marketing manager, Uspe Vundla, to basically tell us more about this great campaign. Uspe, what do you do?
What it do, Chloe Rang and Vision Fam?
Oh,
why is there so much like shade in the morning, though?
What shade? EP.
I like your energy, Spe.
You just want the shade.
I like Spe's energy though in the morning, you know?
He makes it sound like it's 3 p.m. Yeah? I love it.
We're going to start on a good note, that's for sure. Spe, how's it? How are you?
Man, you know, what a crazy time
yeah.
to be in our country.
I know.
Really, really, really shocking and really, really horrible. Mm. But, you know, at this time, it's like never before, we really, really need to come together. And, you know, Nelson Mandela has this amazing quote back in the day about the power of sport to unite us beyond the issues that can so easily divide us. And, you know, that's pretty much what In Our Blood is about, right? That, you know, there's so much that is a mess. But when it's us against the world, we forget the things that are problematic and we remember that we all bleed the same. So, yeah, man, that's what we're trying to focus on. That's what we're trying to encourage people, you know, to do, especially now in the middle of the Castle Lion series. You know, sport gives us this unique opportunity, this unique moment to come together.
Yeah, 100%. And, you said it yourself, that sports does unite us. And on that note, you launched our Blood campaign aimed at bringing South Africa together over the love of rugby last month. How did this campaign come about?
So like I was telling you, the stuff that is that's in our blood is this passion. It's these moments of unity that bring us together, and it's uniquely South African, you know. And that is in our blood, you know. And so we were like, you know, if you're going to call something in our blood, you know, how do we shine? How do we use our influence to shine a spotlight on something bigger? And so we partnered with South African National Blood Service, and so that the passion that is in our blood can actually save lives. And that was really, really cool because, you know, they were coming off of a really horrible time during this pandemic. You know, they lost 20% of their regular blood donor base. And also, you know, at the beginning of the campaign, we were sitting at less than 2 days' supply of blood.
Sure.
And that's really, really horrible at times like these where our hospitals are overrun and people need all the help that they can get. So it was really great for us to partner with them to use our sphere of influence to do that. We got Bafana Bafana, we got the Proteas to get behind it, of course, and donate as well. And we're really, really excited to hear about the results and report on that really soon. Mm.
Spe, tell me, I mean, as you've alluded that in South Africa, yes, it's a tough time, but I think also, you know, when you look into the continent globally, COVID-19 has something that we've all been fighting for the longest time. For us, it's just taking just a bit longer. But I want to find out, really, in terms of this great campaign, how long is this goal that you're planning, you know, with this campaign? How long do you want it to be? Is it going to be ongoing or is there a certain time frame for it?
Well, Castle is really, and South Africa's national beer is a fan of South Africa, period.
Yeah.
So South African National Blood Service is not going to lose us. We're very happy to be friends of the South African National Blood Service.
Oh,
but in terms of this campaign, we wanted to shine a spotlight through the duration of the Castle Lion series, which is going to end in the first week, just before Women's Day next month. And we really wanted to have a big focus, particularly last month, being South African National Blood Donor Month. So we've really been looking at these key tactical moments to try and amplify that. And I think it's really, really cool. Like, I want to give a shout out to our Channels of Influence team because we've got some really great influencers who have partnered with us on this campaign. And it's really great to see influencers going out there to donate blood and encouraging other people to do the same. That it's not frivolous, pointless stuff, but it's stuff that matters. And I think they've been absolutely amazing as well.
Yep. And talking about also jerseys, the supporters' jerseys. So what's so special about design, making, and, you know, this commemorative jersey?
Oh, it's my favorite. Right, so
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You should have let us know there was an unboxing that happened last weekend.
I was about to say, Tina's Tola Nini. We always like freebies, of course.
Shade, I love it.
Hey.
Hold on, let's allow the sun to rise, Chloe. Okay, so,
yeah.
So what had happened with this jersey, as I told you, the passion in our blood saved lives, you know, through the South African National Blood Service. And so with this jersey, what we did is we took our iconic Castle Red. Mm. We actually changed it for the design of this jersey into the average color of the blood of South Africans.
Mm.
So we looked at the blood donations and like, okay, so that if we're going to talk about something that's in our blood, the passion in our blood can save lives, and it can also be worn on our backs with pride, giving us South Africans this tangible expression of unity, a piece of unity that I can hold, solidarity I can hold. And so we're really, really excited to be live with that right now, and we're hoping that as many people as want can get it, but it's not for sale.
Unfortunately.
You have to go to our website, www.castlelager.co.za, sign up and stand a chance to win. And fear not, we do have a whole lot. You know, when Castle does merch, we do it big. So we do have a whole lot. It's just, you know, the liquor ban and all of those things, we can't have it in trade like that. That would be illegal. So we're trying to get people to sign up on our website during this Castle Lion series and stand a chance to win, and because we still want to be able to put this in people's hands, as many as we can.
So is this like a draws pair? So you go, you sign up, and then one lucky winner or two gets chosen at the end?
It's not just going to be one or two. We have got tens of thousands of these jerseys. So we really do want people to see if they can come within. But, you know, we're not only doing that, you know, we're doing that for our website. But if you're watching the Castle Lion series as well and you engage with us, you also stand a chance to win a jersey. And we're not just giving away jerseys. We've got all kinds of really cool, exclusive prizes that you can only get from Castle Lager, signed rugby balls from each game. You've got the coins from the coin tosses in each game that are going to be going live on social media. So there's a lot of things that you can stand a chance to win, and we just really want people to engage with us at this time. Obviously, the alcohol ban is limiting us in terms of the activations we'd be able to do. COVID-19 is also doing that as well in this horrible third wave, but we're still trying to keep the engagement. If you engage with Castle Lager, if you sign up on our website, we've got some really great stuff for you.
Oh man, I love it. Tell me, in terms of the design, right, for this jersey, how long did it take you guys? Was it a little bit of a battle to say, no, we want it this way, we want the color of the blood to be here? How was that process in terms of designing the jersey?
You know, we are really blessed at Castle Lager to be working with some of the best creatives in this country. Sunshine Gun is a really cool design agency, small design agency, really amazing. The great work that they do. They actually did this design for us, and we did have some back and forths. We did know we wanted to go old school rugby retro, you know, for you know, for the drip, in the name of the drip.
Drip is essential.
But it's really just imbued with meaning. So you know what that red stands for, that particular shade of red. You've got the green, which represents South Africa, the Springboks, our national color. On the sleeve, you've got, you know, hashtag in our blood to remind you of the campaign. And you've got a South African flag because we are proudly South African. Mm. And we actually have a proudly South African designation on our beers, actually. So just because of the role that we play in the country, everything at Castle is 100% homegrown. It's made in South Africa, it's for us, it's by us. We have a procurement policy, even as a marketing team at Castle, that we can only procure from 100% South African places, because we want to be sure that we are always looking at you know, investing into this economy, even as a brand. So everything on it is South African, and it's full of us, and it represents us, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I think I'll be campaigning, you know, for you.
Be an ambassador.
Bye, you. Because I think that's another thing that I'm good at, you know, advocacy, you know, as a patron of something, hint, hint. But yeah.
I just like to hear Chloe validate that because Chloe is a vessel of truth this morning. She's got nothing but facts and stats.
You're putting me on the spot, hey?
Chloe, so Zwile, ne? Zwile, Chloe. It's your job. You're my PA from now on.
Oh my goodness, I'll think about this.
But yeah, I mean, you know, looking also at, let's see, we know the third wave, you know, of COVID-19 affected your plans immensely, you know. Should we expect more big announcements?
We don't have no big announcements except what's happening on the news, bro. It's really, really been horrendous, you know, to have great plans to, you know, engage with people, activate with people, have these incredible moments around our beer. Now we're in the middle of a liquor ban. It's really challenging for SAB because we don't really have the scientific evidence that, you know, alcohol does lead to hospitalization, especially outside of a peak season. Right now, large gatherings, we know are what is happening. So, you know, even as SAB, we're supporting the Beer Association of South Africa in terms of just requesting that data so we can also understand, because we are so about responsible drinking. And we are so here to partner with government around initiatives to reduce harmful drinking. And so it's been very, very difficult for us. And to not be able to sell beer at this time in the middle of an iconic tournament that comes to us once in 12 years has been very, very challenging. No people in stadium. Very, very challenging time. But you know what? We are a longstanding supporter and sponsor of the Springboks, and we will continue to do that because of what sport does for our nation and bringing us together.
Yep, I think it's a great campaign, great initiative, especially from the Castle Lager, and all the best. And I hope that everything goes well with Utlo donator. Now, I think. What did he say?
We love that. We want people to not just start, but commit to continuing to do so. You know, you don't want to be the person who, God forbid, gets into a situation where you need a blood transfusion and there's none there for you because people just chose to, you know, do them. You know, I think it's really important for us to get beyond our comfort zones and do something that serves the whole, something that's bigger than ourselves. And this is a great opportunity to do that. Yeah, hashtag in our blood.
No. Spare, one thing before we let you go. Absolutely love your passion. Like, I can tell that you love what you do. Like, absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Awesome source, man. You know, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And so I encourage you to continue to show us your passion because, you know, Vision Fam needs that.
Yep. Spe, thank you very much and hope you enjoy your day. Thanks for affording us this opportunity to talk to you about the campaign and good luck for the future. Thanks, Spe.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Have a good one.
Yep. Bye. Spe right there. The marketing manager, of course, who joined us to tell us more about the brand and the Castle Lager brand, you know. So it's good things happening there by the brand, you know.
Definitely. Yeah. I think if anything, at this point, Spear would convince me to say, you know what, just stock up on beer. Like, and I would go and stock it up and just keep it in my house and be like, because he said it. It's absolutely incredible. And one thing, though, that we all have to do is go to www.castlelager.co.za so that you stand a chance to win that amazing jersey. It looks really, really great. I saw it last week and I was just like, oh man, this is beautiful. So make sure that you do that to win that iconic. And I mean, it's great. Memorabilia, come 2025, you go back and you remember.
Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.